dental issues. Many people in withdrawal find that they have pain in the nerve of the tooth, sometimes in one or two teeth, sometimes in all the teeth in the mouth, pain in the gums. Sometimes the pain radiates to the entire face, or sometimes there's even a feeling that there's a gum abscess, but if the dentist checks, there's nothing evident. This is quite a distressing symptom if the pain is excruciating. For me, it was one of my worst symptoms because all 32 teeth hurt simultaneously. If you have this symptom, I don't know how you're managing it. I tried different things. I used to try clove oil, which didn't work. I tried warm sea salt water, you know, organic, well, Himalayan salt water. That didn't work either. I tried, this was one of the times in the beginning I did try over-the-counter painkillers. They didn't work. I hope that if you're trying anything, it works for you. But for me, the pain was so excruciating, and it just felt like, you know, my mouth was on fire, and yeah, like I was in a torture chamber. I want to just speak a little bit about going to the dentist in withdrawal here, because I know it bothers, it's a worry for many people, because they've heard so many stories of people being revved up by, you know, local anesthetic with the epinephrine in it. So I think if you don't sit with an abscess or something that's infected, if it is just cosmetic and you can do without it until you feel better, that's fine. But don't hesitate going to the dentist if there is something that needs to be attended to that has a risk of infection, or that will make your withdrawal even worse in the long run. Okay, again, this is a symptom that goes. I don't know of anyone who had it after withdrawal or had it indefinitely. So you can expect it to go. And while you wait, just, I hope it, you know, it's not too debilitating for you and that you're not tortured as I was. And I hope it will go soon. Okay, thank you for listening, and remember that this too shall pass.